This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So happy day, happy day. So Shaky Boo, you guys know I talk a lot about Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo turned 13 today. Now I guess in cat years it's kind of old, even though cats can live until they're like 25. I think like the life expectancy is 25. So I really can't imagine another 12 years of pee-pee house, because this cat has destroyed my house. I mean, he just pees. He's a pee-peer. And I don't understand why he has to mark his territory. He's been with us for 13 years, okay? I mean, you know, it's his house. But he has to pee-pee. Yesterday, again, I get into bed all comfy, and I have a brand new comforter, and I'm all right, ready to go to sleep, and then boom, thing just stinks of pee. And so, you know, some days I really want to just, you know, say, okay, well, you're old, so time for euthanasia. But today's his birthday, and I love him, and so I got to celebrate Shaky Boo's birthday. Now, a lot of us, we don't really do much with our animals' birthdays. We, like, don't, you know, think they care. They probably don't, but it's not about that. It's about us, okay? If we don't celebrate our pets' birthdays, then if they do leave us and go to the farm, and they do go to the farm, talk to your kids about the farm, then we feel guilty. So I kind of broke down how to celebrate birthdays. Okay, so let's say you have a dog. Okay, now we got a little dog. Okay, so a real good thing for a dog is a party. You can have a party. Tell your friends that, like, we have a little dog. Her name is Uzi. Little Uzi. So tell your friends to bring over the dogs. Not the ones that will chew her up, right? But, and have a doggy party. Remember, dogs love being social. They do. They love to play with each other. They love to sniff each other's butt. I still don't get that. I know there's a lot of people out there that understand why animals do that. I think animals think they could learn a lot from sniffing somebody's butt. You know, me, I have to just kind of look at you. I can kind of gauge when I need to look at your face. But animals, and cats too, it's all about what you ate and excreted, I guess. So dogs, let them do that. Let them sniff each other, play, be all whatever. The birthday hats I want to do, dogs don't like hats. I know we like to dress them up. They don't like hats. You know, but having a bunch of animals over for your dog, it's a big day. It's a big day, and the dog's pretty happy. Okay, then another thing, you can also take them to a doggy park. If you don't want all the dogs at your house that are going to poop and pee up the house, then fine, go to a doggy park. Dogs like that. There's also restaurants like Lazy Dog where you could take the dog out to the restaurant, and then there's other dogs there for the dog to play. I think that's really, really cool. So there's, you know, dog restaurants. Now, presents, okay? You know, there's a whole variety of things we know our dogs like, right? They either like bones, they either like pillows, they like, you know, chew toys. The most annoying sound, the better. But wrap it up, right? They love unwrapping presents. And they'll know it's a present. You can unwrap it, have it all wrapped up, and they kind of go after it, and they're like, oh, what a surprise! You know, so you can do that. And that makes the dog feel pretty special. The only problem is if they get too good at it, Christmas is ruined. So make sure they, you know, forget how to do that. Otherwise, they're going to go after all the Christmas presents. All right, now, another big thing a lot of people don't realize is doggy massages. You could do a doggy massage. And not even do one, you could take them. And you could treat them to, like, spa day. And there are people there that it's an art on massaging the dog. Now, I think I know how to massage my dog. I mean, you kind of get up under their arm and you kind of just kind of rub into their muscles, right? And you don't yell at them. Okay, it's got to kind of be soothing. And they do. They like it. They sit there. They go, and they sit there and they just kind of doggy purr. But doggy massages are really good. Don't go anywhere too close to the tushy because usually their tushies are a little sensitive because, you know, they might have poo-pooed or whatever. But their legs, they really like their back legs massaged too. Yeah, and then sometimes they'll flip over and then they want rub tummy. And rub tummy is always easy to do. So doggy massages. When you go for a walk, rather than you dragging the dog, let the dog walk you. If the dog feels like they're walking you, they feel like super, super special. Take them on a different trail. Another thing you could do is get them a pinata of a cat. Let them beat the crap out of that cat pinata, and then it just explodes with a whole bunch of kitty goodies, right? Get them a new pillow. Get them a new little doggy bed. We can't do that with our dog because our cat pees it up. But let them sleep, you know, in your bed. Kissies, you could shower them with kissies, but you got to be careful because, you know, we really don't recommend in the medical field kissing your animals because there's a lot of crap they have. But the doggy likes kissing nose, so you have those kissing nose because they kind of like that, you know? And then the best thing you could do for your dog's birthday is you go out to eat and get a steak. You go eat a steak like a T-bone, and you enjoy that steak. Then come home and give him the bone, right? It's all about the dog, right? I saw a meme where it said there was a dog celebrating the birthday, and they say a dog is a big part of your life, but you are all of your dog's life, right? So, something to look at. Now, for cats, all right? Oh, got a scam call. Wonderful. So for cats, how do you celebrate your cat's birthday? Because it's Shaky Boo's birthday. So the first thing you do if you want to celebrate your cat's birthday and make them feel special is leave them alone. That's really what the cat wants. Leave them alone. Then let them be. You see your cat, go the other way. Don't make eye contact, okay? Cats don't like eye contact, okay? Now, if you don't have the typical cat, and you actually have a cat that doesn't want to play, you could do rub tummy. You could get them a Tweety Bird pinata. Let them just chew the crap out of a Tweety Bird pinata. You could get them some catnip toys. Do not invite anybody over. Cats are very antisocial. They do not want to. They may sniff each other's butt, but that's about it. And, you know, get them a nice new potty box with brand new gravel. They love nice, soft poo-poo powder. That's like the best thing they can do. You got to get the little tissue in there and go potty. If you have a bird for their birthday, keep the bird away from cats. And if you have a fish, change out their aquarium. And that is how you celebrate pet's birthday. All right. But I don't know why people call. 1-877-DOG-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, this was heartbreaking. We have a flight attendant, Israeli flight attendant, who flies on El Al. So, obviously, does a lot of international flights. 43 years old, mother of three, has died from the measles. And she was vaccinated. Rotem Amitai, according to Beilinson Hospital in Petah Tikva, Israel, had traveled from New York to Tel Aviv a few days before developing a fever in March. Not sure whether she was infected on the flight, whether she was infected in Israel or New York, according to Israel's Ministry of Health. But she was vaccinated, just like many of us. She was vaccinated against the measles. But because she was in her 40s, she had gotten one dose of the MMR, maybe not two. And she was healthy. And unfortunately, she died. Usually, when somebody dies from the measles, it's encephalitis. Encephalitis is a swelling of the brain. So she got a fever in March, then she slipped into a coma a week later. She had flown on March 26, just a few days before, from JFK in New York to Tel Aviv, according to El Al Airline. So, something like this makes news right now, and it's heartbreaking. But it's months after a big media, shall we say, focus on unvaccinated individuals. And yes, that's an issue, having people that, you know, refuse vaccination, you know, for reasons that are other than religion, you know, reasons that might be misguided. But this is something we needed to know months ago. And it's been something we have been asking for months. How many of these measles cases are occurring in people who are vaccinated? Because back in March, when we were hearing about the measles outbreak, and April and May, it was all about the anti-vaxxers. Yeah, the majority of them are unvaccinated, and they're spreading in, and it was all you heard about was the anti-vaxxers. And yes, that's a story, and it's important to address, but you and I, who only got one shot of the MMR, back then, we're thinking, okay, well, this just has to do with people who don't want to get vaccinated. Wrong. And nobody, still, to this day, nobody has given us the numbers of how many of these measles cases, or the mumps cases, or the hepatitis cases, occurred in those who were vaccinated. Now, early on in the summer, they did, it wasn't a huge health story, but they did say, you know what, maybe you need two shots. Maybe those of you that only got one measles shot needs to get another one. But it took a while. And again, still, the news that pervades is anti-vaxxers. So, Al Jazeera.com writes how measles cases have tripled around the world, according to the World Health Organization. 364,000 cases of measles have been reported, compared with 129,000 cases that occurred within the first 7 months of last year. And so measles have tripled. It's contagious. And now they're saying it can be prevented through a two-dose vaccine. Now remember, kids these days are getting the two-dose vaccine. They say, according to new data by the United Nations Health Agency, 364,000 measles cases have so far been reported globally, up from 129,000. The rapidly growing figure is worrying because 1 in 10 measles cases is believed to be reported, meaning there could be more. And Africa has seen a 900% jump, 230% jump in the Western Pacific. The Democratic Republic of Congo, Madagascar, Ukraine have hit their highest number of cases. Angola, Cameroon, Chad, Kazakhstan, Nigeria, Philippines, Sudan, South Sudan, Thailand have also had major outbreaks. Now, the U.S. has now clocked in about 1,100 cases so far this year. It was about 372 last year. In Europe, 90,000 cases so far this year. And again, they're bringing up it being fueled by anti-vaccine. So, it can be. People that don't vaccinate absolutely can, unfortunately, put, measles on the map when it was, you know, close to being eradicated. But we're not getting the full story. And as a doctor and as a mom, I'm really bothered by that. Now, things are starting to change, and the conversation is changing. But you still have this big, you know, idea in I don't know, politics or in media, where we have to have a cause and we have to drive that cause. Now, remember I taught you guys about the three E's, right? You have to engage somebody, then educate them, then enlist them. So first you engage somebody by the headline, you know? Measles outbreak soaring among unvaccinated individuals and religious groups. Then you educate it. You know, these people are unvaccinated. Measles could be prevented by a vaccine. A two-dose vaccine is effective, which it is. So you give you the education. But then you need, then you enlist. So you caught them, you educated them, you grabbed them, grabbed their attention, you educated them, and now you got to enlist them. So now you got to give them something to do. So give your reader something to do. So either A, hate on the anti-vaxxers, or B, what it should have, the enlisting part should have been about, is if you were vaccinated, find out if you had one or two, and if you only had one, maybe go and get the second vaccine. That would have been a more, shall we say, productive sort of enlistment. And that's not what happened. And the reason why is the education part never included how many of these cases were happening in vaccinated individuals. So here you have a woman thinking she's in the clear. And the other thing we have to be very, very careful of is false senses of security. You know, we warn people, look, if you have the flu shot, okay, you could still get the flu. You know, don't sit there and kiss somebody who's sick. You know, we talk about Truvada, the PrEP, the, you know, prevention for HIV medication. It's a great medication. And I recommend anybody who could be at risk of acquiring HIV to be on that. But the other thing we do worry about is the false sense of security. Well, if I'm on it, I don't have to wear it, use a condom. So our concern that we have, which is why education and, you know, for a minute, putting away the whole, you know, political platform that you want to, you know, promote or the agenda you want to promote, just for a minute, stop and educate everybody on what the facts are. You could always put your opinion saying, look, a lot of these cases could be vaccinated individuals, but, you know, unvaccinated individuals can, you know, unfortunately propagate a virus, allow it to brew, mutate, get worse, which is why vaccination is still promoted. Just like with flu. That's the conversation we have with the flu vaccine. Now, this flu vaccine this year might not be, you know, as effective as in previous years, but it'll still protect you. The problem is when you give that sort of enlistment, you don't really have a lot of people calling the arms. Like, you don't have really a lot of people joining the platform. A few months ago, they wanted everybody on the vaccine bandwagon. And I get that. That's fine. You know, you do want to promote, you know, a robust vaccination policy. But instead, it was more about crucifying people who did a vaccinate, and not about giving the truth of what's going on. And so for the 20,000th time, I am asking, and it's not that difficult to obtain the data, with all these outbreaks that we have with mumps, measles, hepatitis, how many of them have occurred in people who were vaccinated? You won't scare the population. You will educate us. We're not stupid. And if it turns out that 30 to 40% of these measles cases, which can kill a young, healthy woman and can cause encephalitis, happened in somebody who was vaccinated, can you please share that so we could then get a booster vaccine? I mean, it's that simple, people. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is lashing out at the Fed Reserve Board as markets suffer another bad day on Wall Street. At times, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 600 points. Jackie DeAngelis on why we're seeing the huge sell-off on Wall Street.
You look at the data we got out of Germany. That economy is contracting today as well. You look at here in the United States, the fundamentals are actually, they're okay. You know, you've got interest rates are relatively low. Businesses and consumers can both borrow pretty cheaply. Consumer spending rose modestly in June. It wasn't a terrible number. There's no evidence that the consumer is pulling back in this knee-jerk, really hard way.
DeAngelis was speaking there on Fox Business, and the FAA announced that 15-inch MacBook Pro laptop computers sold between 2015 and 2018 will no longer be allowed on planes since the batteries can overheat and catch fire. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so stocks are dropping today. I'm not sure if you guys have heard, and we're going to try to kind of keep you posted on that. You know, we try to give you guys live breaking news. But right now, the Dow Jones has dropped over 600 points. We're at 614.92. And still dropping. Of course, you know, people are kind of concerned that this may be the start of the next recession. Couldn't come at a worse time for the Trump administration, as they are have really promoted a lot of job stability, unemployment, growth, infrastructure. But amid recession fears and things going on with Hong Kong and China, the 10-year Treasury note briefly dipped below the 2-year yield. It's kind of known as an inverted yield curve. An inverted yield curve is, I guess, a sign investors fear in terms of a recession. They say the past 5 inverted yield curves have all preceded a recession. Now, it's, I guess, something that you're going to hear more on the medical, on the money talk shows. But, you know, we're a health talk show. But to me, you know, anything that has to do with the economy or national security or immigration, it all leads to health. What's that? What's that game everybody plays? Three Steps to Kevin Bacon, or what's that called, where you could name, you know, a movie, and then from that movie, and you take an actor in the movie, and then you have three movies you could say connecting an actor to another actor to bring you to Kevin Bacon. And I don't understand why Kevin Bacon, you know, could be other actors like Tom Cruise, you know, or Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt would be easy because, you know, he's been in so many movies with almost anybody. So, like, for example, like, if you did Brad Pitt, you could do the movie, I don't know, which movie was Ryan Reynolds in? The Proposal with Sandra Bullock. And then you could say, well, wait, Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool, and then Deadpool 2. And there was a cameo with Brad Pitt. So something like that, okay? But anyway, we're watching the Dow Jones right now and the NASDAQ falling. Again, you know, there are always, now it's down 616, there's always bumps, you know, in when it comes to stocks, when it comes to the economy. Things are bull, bear, go back and forth. But we have been expecting something to be happening soon. Right? You know, there's only so much that I think an economy can take, more of a longer term, not these, you know, quick drops, just like with health. You know, I mean, you know, you could, God forbid, have a car accident, you could get a pneumonia, etc. Or you could have long-term health effects that happen with your high blood pressure, with your diabetes, with your cholesterol. All right, things really parallel. And with the way our economy is going, and especially in America, with our push to be more automated and with tech, all right, that's kind of like the high blood pressure, the hypertension of the economy. And what's happening now with Hong Kong and trade wars and whatever the heck that might have spurred this Dow Jones drop and this stock sell-off, that's more of a pneumonia or a, I don't know, sepsis or something that just, boom, exploded. And so when you address health problems that are either acute or chronic, you could do the same thing with the economy. Yeah, this is why I really think, you know, governments and, you know, Wall Street should really consult a doctor or a nurse practitioner or a PA or a nurse or pharmacist or dentist or physical therapist or occupational therapist. You should really consult us because we manage this day to day every day. We manage it. We might put a bandage on a gaping wound. We might try to fix the gaping wound. We might try to manage something chronically. And then sometimes you just can't. And you just have to do symptomatic measures, and you know the end is going to come. So how would a doctor address an economic crisis? Right? Well, first, you calm everybody down. Just calm everybody down. Guys, it's going to be okay. Panic leads to more sell-off, just like panic leads to more bleeding. Calm everybody down. Then, figure out what is causing it. At some point, it just has to happen. Like, for example, somebody having a miscarriage. Okay, if somebody's having a miscarriage, you know, you can't stop it. Then just, you know what? Your job is to let it happen and then be there for the regroup. If they need blood, if they need pain control, if they need support. So if it's something that we can't address economically, you have to let it go. And then be there to build back up. Just like an earthquake falling or whatever, causing buildings to fall, etc. But if it is something where you could cut the bleed, stop the bleed, then you do that. If it's, you know, somebody panicking in another country, or, you know, somebody hearing some, you know, false report, or, you know, you nip that in the bud. Then you try to stave it off and then regroup. So now, as a doctor, how are we approaching the more chronic problem we have with the economy? Jobs displaced by automation. or immigrants. But automation's going to win. It's going to displace everything later. People not wanting to go into commercial, people not wanting to go to a store, wanting to buy online. Again, electronics, digital age. Why walk into a store when you could just purchase online, which is what I do? I don't go to a makeup store anymore or even a clothing store that much. Just get it online. And then, housing. It's all about the apartments now. I don't know if you guys have seen in your area, but in our area, apartments are blowing up all over the place. Apartments are. Now, I've been in Vegas for a long time. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And home growth has just, the last two decades, exploded in Nevada. We had a lot of good growth. You know, it started kind of in the 90s, so maybe almost three decades. And we, like, I don't know, quadrupled or quintupled our size in the last two decades. And it's a great place to live. It's warm. You don't have a lot of humidity. We don't have, thank God, earthquakes or tsunamis or hurricanes or, you know, or super snowstorms. So, you know, as long as we don't have a nuclear accident, we're pretty good. We've got the Raiders coming. We've got the Golden Knights here. So homes are booming. Homes were booming. Then people are like, man, and I'm not going to buy a home. The millennials are kind of smart. They're like, wait a second, that recession kicked their butts. Why would I buy a home just for it to drop? I might as well rent. Save some money. And apartment complexes are now just blowing up all over the place. So now, who's going to want to buy these homes that the baby boomers are moving out of? And that's how we're going to have a home glut. So between all that, you know, and we have more younger people who are going to college and having a degree that really isn't getting them a job these days, we're going to start to see employment plummet. We're going to see then less money go into the system, and with less money going into the system, then boom, another recession. So how do you, from a doctor's standpoint, address that? How do you attack that? Well, that, basically, you have to, all right, you know, one is you got to prepare the body. You know, if you have high blood pressure or diabetes, you better be on top of their eyes. You better be on top of their kidneys. You know, and you kind of look for end organ damage. So, you know, if we think people are going to start committing suicide or we think they're going to start doing drugs or whatever, we need to start upping our mental health. You know, if we see that things are going to, you know, jobs are going to be lost, we try to figure out how to make new jobs. We try to head that off at the pass. Just like if you're going to lose receptors in your body or lose function, we try to figure out how to increase function. And then we try to think ahead and figure out how we can have a stable body, a stable physiology, or a stable economy with the way things are going. And if it looks like, you know, there's not really much we can do, we figure out what we can do. You don't purchase an Obamacare plan. No, yeah, I would not do that. No, I would not consult Obama. That's the last thing I would do. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, no surprise here. This is one of those no-duh studies. But heart attacks are more common in areas that have greater numbers of fast food outlets. So, if you live in an area where there you have a lot of access to fast food, you are also then living in an area that probably has a higher number of heart attacks. Now, this is a study that came out of Australia. They found that fast food places, the more they were, the more of killer cardiac events would occur. Now, what they did is they didn't look at America. They looked at 3,000 patients admitted to hospitals in New South Wales who had a heart attack between 2011 and 2013. They looked at each home address. And experts could then tell how many fast food chains existed in the neighborhoods. For every additional takeaway store in the area, takeaway meaning fast food, there are roughly 4 more heart attacks per 1,000 people every year. The findings were the same for both rural and urban.
even after adjusting for other risk factors of a heart attack. Experts at the University of Newcastle presented the study at the annual scientific meeting of Cardiology Society, Cardiac Society of Australia and New Zealand. So, the study author says the results emphasize the importance of the food environment as a potential contributor towards health. Now, I want to stop here for a second. Okay, when people say fast food kills you, all right, I like to take a step back and go, okay, I doubt it's the Big Mac that's doing that. Right, two all-beef patties, special sauce, American cheese, I forget the commercial, right? What was it? Big Mac, filet of fish, quarter pounder, french fries, icy coke, thick shake, sundaes, and apple pies. That whole jingle, right, is over 10,000 calories. But they said the most popular restaurants were McDonald's, visited by a third of Australians once a month, and then KFC, visited by nearly a quarter of Australians in a month. So McDonald's, KFC, okay, yeah, probably not, you know, the most vegetarian and vegan. But, you know, I'm wondering if anybody's actually studying the psychology behind those that go for fast food, and maybe that's what's killing them. So, you know, me, I love home-cooked meals. I think home-cooked meals are fantastic. However, I don't cook a lot of home-cooked meals. To do a really good home-cooked meal, you need to spend a good hour, 2 hours. While the cooking is happening, you need to, you know, be still watching things in the kitchen, etc. And so dinner time, if you want dinner time to be early, 5, 6 o'clock, and we do because we think it's healthier, that means I probably need to start cooking dinner about 3:30, 4. I'm not home by then. I'm probably home by 5:59 on a good day. So, if I'm not home to cook dinner, now we're pressured with, okay, well, what do we do? So I got some lettuce, some salad, I could do that. You know, whip up some, you know, something fast. Maybe some steaks or chicken that were frozen. Defrost those. Have the kids eat some vegetables. Find a starch in the house. And make that. So we'll have maybe some rice, chicken, and salad. Not the worst dinner, but, yeah. But did I really go and get the meat fresh? Did I, you know, go and find a starch that I had to cook and soften and steam or whatever? Did I steam the vegetables and take care to make sure that the vegetables, you know, still had the vitamins in it? No, I didn't do that. And so, if you're the type of person that works and eating isn't a, you know, big, like, celebration in the house and a big holiday, it's a, okay, well, we have to eat and then we got other things to do, maybe that's what messes with the person's health. Because they're type A, they're not sitting, relaxing, and eating, digesting it well, letting the gut microbiome do their work, and get fed with what they want to feed. You know, I mean, it's interesting. You know, there's all these stories of, okay, well, people who eat out, you know, may die earlier than those who cook in, and et cetera. Doing a home-cooked meal, or doing a, not a fast restaurant, but a, you know, restaurant where you sit there and you enjoy some wine and you eat slower, etc., that might be the key to avoiding a heart attack. You know, because I see what people cook at home. They use butter, they use, you know, oil, they, you know, they're still, maybe they're not using as many preservatives as a restaurant would, but a lot of people, well, okay, they'll use some Rice-A-Roni, or they'll use some Uncle Ben's rice, or they'll still use products. So like, no, I do home-cooked meals for my family. Well, no, you're not. You're grabbing this box, this cup of soup, this, you're defrosting, and you're making a meal, which is fine, but that's not necessarily farm fresh. So then it starts to make you think, okay, wait a second, all right? If we're filtering out all that, what is the process of your eating? Now, for us, you know, maybe, you know, a few times a month, everybody's home, and we could sit there and talk at a meal. Cell phone goes off, bzz, right? Oh, wait, I got to get that, or, oh, this happened, right? And, you know, dog jumps on the table, cat jumps on the table,
And we're like, Shaky Boo, move your tushy. Shaky Boo wants to eat some food. Dog's on the table. So it's not the most relaxing atmosphere, but at least we sit down and we probably spend more than 20 minutes at the table setting. The average American, though, does not take 20 minutes to eat. They take about 5 or 10. I can't tell you how many times I'm in a restaurant. I'm like, oh, gosh, where's the waitress? I mean, we're done. We've been done forever. Well, because they're trying to let you, like, savor the food. But then, even a lot of restaurants and you know, they want you to move. There's a place in Las Vegas I go to for happy hour when I meet some of the residents and students and stuff. And they'll serve wine. And so when you have wine, you want to sit there and, you know, be slow and whatever. And then all of a sudden, they, like, start to kind of clear your table, you know, because they need to have the turnover. If you already spent whatever money you're spending, they need to, you know, get ready for dinner service. And so you kind of feel rushed. Kind of feel like you got to get up and move. So, you know, it, I think that's the attitude that's putting us at risk for heart attacks. So if I want to give you guys advice, one is try to eat fresh food. If you could go for salads and vegetables, you're probably going to, because I know, you don't know what the hell you're getting in restaurants. You know, you don't have a lot of time to cook. So get whatever you can at a store that you can wrap up in a baggie and take with you. Okay? But if you can get some fresh meat, get some fresh meat too. Protein sources, things like that, if that's what you're into. But then eat slow. Somebody said take 100... chew your food for 100 times before you swallow it. Well, that makes you eat slower. That makes you savor the food. That makes you slow it down. Living on the fast track is not healthy. You know, and then after you eat, sit. Don't just get up. Sit. Sit, relax. Instead, it's like, oh, okay, well, now where's dessert? Or no, no, just relax. Everybody says, well, don't watch TV and eat because then you'll eat more. True. But I want to see the studies where if you sit and relax when you eat, you digest the food better. Now, the reason why we don't want you to watch TV while you eat is you're distracted. You're not concentrating on your food. So you're so busy looking at the show that before you know it, you've already eaten half a plate of food. That's why football, I love football, but football is really dangerous for me diet-wise because I'm sitting there watching the plays and I'm just, you know, chewing on my, you know, chips, and I'm done with the whole bag by the time they've only made like three yards, right? And I'm like, oh man, we're only in, you know, we're third down, they're about to turn over, and I'm going to need comfort food, and no, I've already eaten all my food. So slowing it down, I think, is interesting. So it's a good study. Apparently, in Australia, they really do like McDonald's and KFC. That's a biggie. I do, too. 1-877, that's all. They don't go away.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home
healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.